taking care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your stock. Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
A suspected Missouri cop killer has been caught. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
A man suspected of killing a Missouri police officer after a traffic stop on Sunday night's been arrested after a passerby spotted Ian McCarthy just walking along a highway not far from where the killing happened.
Just extremely thankful to the citizens of Henry County and citizens of Clinton that continue to give us tips and information. Without that, we may still be looking for him.
Sergeant Bill Lowe says McCarthy was taken into custody without incident. He'll face charges for the death of Officer Gary Michael. I'm Chris Barnes.
Legislators in Kentucky are considering a very unique step to help students who might be dealing with suicide. They want to train all teachers in the state through mandatory suicide training. Republican State Representative Regina Bush introduced the legislation. It would train all middle school and high school teachers how to spot students who may be suicidal and how the teachers can help. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
If you're a mega fan of Cheetos, now's the time to plan your trip to New York City. I'm not kidding. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
A pop-up restaurant serving Cheetos concoctions is coming to New York, Tribeca. It's called the Spotted Cheetah and will offer such items as Cheetos-infused meatballs and Cheetos mac and cheese. There will be 11 Cheetos-inspired dishes in all, ranging in price from $8 to $22. The Spotted Cheetah will be open for 3 days only, Tuesday through Thursday next week on West Broadway. Reservations required. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
A man who pretended to be a plastic surgeon working out of his house will now spend the next 38 years in prison. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Gustavo Nunez was sentenced to 38 years in prison Tuesday after pleading guilty to performing illegal plastic surgeries inside his home. Prosecutors say Nunez performed 7 major surgeries and 3 of the victims had to be hospitalized, but everyone is expected to survive. One victim has permanent stroke-like symptoms after she stopped breathing on the operating table. Nunez is not a doctor and he has no formal medical training.
Tropical Storm Franklin is almost a hurricane as it continues to head toward Mexico. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say top winds have increased to 70 miles an hour. Franklin expected to become a hurricane later today and reach the eastern coast of Mexico tonight or early tomorrow. Tropical storm and hurricane warnings posted along the Mexican coast. USA Radio News.
Well, good afternoon, folks. You know what that music is. That's our new music here for Modern Design. I am so excited today. We have a wonderful live guest in studio who happens to be also a personal friend. And her name is Lisa. I'm going to say you pronounce your last name correctly. Lisa
Graffis.
And she is the co-owner of Moe's Bistro in New Providence, New Jersey, one of the best restaurants in New Jersey, cutting-edge, delicious food. And we're going to talk all about decorating a restaurant and a commercial space and also some of the wonderful, innovative things that you're doing. Moe's has been in Hunterdon County for many years and has had a recent move to beautiful New Providence, New Jersey. And we'll talk about that and some of the wonderful things they're doing after we talk about today's weather.
All right. So it is currently 82 degrees in Flemington and sunny. Today we have a high of 83 and a low of 59. And then tomorrow, Thursday, it'll be slightly cloudy with a high of 84 and a low of 58. Friday, it'll be a nice 80 degrees and with a low of 63. And Saturday, we'll have a high of 79 and a low of 65, cloudy each day.
Wow, good. I'm at a party on Saturday. I want no rain. I always have rain on when I have a party outside. Every pool party I've had, Connor, in the last 5 years has been in my dining room. I want to have a pool party at the pool. So we're going to take a commercial message. We'll be back with wonderful Lisa Graffas and talk all about Moe's Bistro.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, contractor, and home stager. I have two locations in the area. Our Hunterdon County location is new. It's 176 Route 202 31 North in Ringo's, New Jersey, just outside of Flemington. Our northern New Jersey location, if you're going to maybe the Short Hills Mall or nearby that general area, is 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, with everything from accessories to furniture to wonderful ideas, gifts, and items. You can reach Maven Hill Designs at any time at 908-884-0770. That's 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be decorating a restaurant or commercial space. About 25% of my work is commercial, and I'm starting to see such style in commercial settings, kind of sort of mimicking what's going on with decorating, a little bit more stylish, a little bit more modern, lots of wonderful gray tones with pops of beautiful color. Blues are very popular right now, greens, citrus greens, pops of orange are great, red with a base of gray, and that's sort of transitioning for commercial spaces as well. So one of the wonderful projects that I've been working on this year that's brought me a lot of joy and a lot of good steak is Moe's Bistro in New Providence, New Jersey. Moe's business has been around for quite a long time, and the co-owner, Lisa Graffas, is with me today talking a little bit about Moe's. But I want to start by talking about some of the origin of Moe's, because I knew, before I knew Moe the person, I knew Moe's restaurant because it was close to where I live in Tewksbury, New Jersey, being in Lebanon. Now, I remember him being in the space initially, and I think they called it California Bistro? Was it always called Moe? There was a California Bistro into it. So do you know the origin of that or how that came about?
I think that had to do with all the colors. It was Moe's Bistro, and it was Mediterranean and California cuisine.
Okay.
So it was introducing the flair of all the colors of the vegetables that were used.
Sure.
And everything is fresh.
Right.
And introducing the Mediterranean part of it. So
when Moe first went into that space in Hunterdon County, I do remember that he was there, and then he left, and then he came back? How did that work? Because people, as soon as they went to his restaurant once, they were hooked because he's very talented. He's very dynamic and very personable. But also, his food is different, don't you think?
Yes. For many years, he was the number one caterer. All he did was catering
Was the original, Moe's was actually just catering, not a restaurant?
No, it was not a restaurant. It was strictly catering.
Oh, so he was in that location as a caterer.
Yes, as a caterer. And I think he provided lunch. He was like a little luncheonette, so, or an area where you can come in and grab a sandwich
and you could
sit down
and eat
there. And
there
was like
there.
Little tables and chairs.
Oh, but it wasn't a restaurant. Oh, so that's it. So the first experience I had with Moe's is my neighbors, the Leonardis, were an account of Moe's, and they had a wonderful party. The food was so delicious. Everybody said, "Who did the food?" And it was Moe's Bistro, and they said it's Mediterranean. And when you say Mediterranean to people, ooh, I can't say it myself. When you say there's rum in this cup. When you say Mediterranean, what do you think people think of? Do you think there's an identity sort of in this area with Mediterranean of what it is?
I think that most people are familiar with Portuguese and
Italian
and Spanish,
right?
But they're not really, they don't realize that kind of, oh, and Greek.
Sure.
And I think that expands to other locations like the Middle East and Turkey and Moe's from Egypt.
Sure.
So that is really where a lot of his flair comes from.
Sure.
It's definitely, it kind of covers that whole area of the Mediterranean.
Sure, and pulls from a lot of different regions and a lot of interesting tastes.
Yes, that's correct.
Very much so. So then he started out as a caterer. Then what happened that it sort of evolved into a restaurant? Because once we found that Moe was now having a restaurant, we went for dinner and we were just blown away by how good it was, what a wonderful host he was. I hadn't met you yet at that point, but it was such a good experience. We brought people back the following week and the following week.
He really wanted to get into the fine dining. So, of course, 2009 came and things changed. It affected a lot of businesses.
Sure.
And he decided to change his whole
business model?
Yes, business model. And so he decided to get into fine dining. So he actually converted that space and removed all the refrigerators and the way it was originally set up.
Sure.
And put some flair in there and color and made it look very Mediterranean. And the one in Lebanon was very cute because we had different tables with different chairs.
Sure, it was kind of fun the way it was done.
Yes, exactly. And he was there for quite a few years. And that location wasn't really working. And we got this wonderful opportunity to move to New Providence.
Sure.
And we're actually inside the Best Western Mary Hill Hotel.
Right.
And it really kind of exposes us to a whole different element.
You know, the thing that I would say, Lisa, is that Moe's restaurant, and of course you were part of it when it was in Lebanon, was very loved. And people will ask me to this day, where is he?
Right.
Where are you guys?
Right.
So just to let them know, it's a stone's throw away, just down 78. It's
not far.
It's maybe a 15, 20-minute ride, and it is just so worth it.
It is. You just jump on the 78, go to exit either 43 or 44. It's 535 Central Avenue.
Right.
And it's right inside the Best Western Plus Mary Hill Hotel.
It's a wonderful space, and we'll talk about decorating it, the origin of decorating it, the colors, and then the ballroom and all the other stuff that Moe's doing now. And it's an exciting time for your business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're very excited. In fact, we just got our liquor license. So
yesterday, right?
Yes,
congratulations. It's very celebratory.
Yes, it is.
So just before we go to commercial, tell me when you got involved in Moe's business, when it was already a restaurant?
No, actually, we decided when he moved from Lebanon to New Providence that I wanted to be part of this adventure,
let's
say. I've never really been in the restaurant industry until I met Moe, and I really liked it, and I figured I'd bring my experience in the corporate world.
Sure.
And get involved with this, and it's really been a great ride so far. I mean, really love the people.
Something that you had said to me that I thought was kind of interesting was, because I'll come visit you because we're working on projects and we always have a glass of wine or a little hors d'oeuvre or something. It's kind of like you said, this is like my home. It's like entertaining in your home.
Yes, it is.
So you think of it sort of as your house. Now, what if people are so attracted to going into the restaurant business? Because I would think in a way, although it's a lot of work and I know you work a ton of hours, but it's sort of like opening your own home and having a party every night, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I feel that it is my home away from home. When when we open that restaurant and people come in, that's what it is.
It's your party.
Eating, yeah, exactly.
All right. We're going to take some commercial messages and we'll be back shortly with more here on Hunter & Chamber Radio's Modern Design.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter & Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunter & County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I have in-house today as our live guest, Lisa Groffes, and she is co-owner and does a lot at Moe's Bistro, which was a Hunterdon County business for years. Recently moved just a little bit further east, not too far, at 535 Central Avenue in New Providence, New Jersey. Lisa, why don't you give us the phone number of the restaurant?
It is 908-840-4540.
And open, because it's also part of a hotel, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So that's a lot of hours and a lot of time.
It is. Monday through Saturday as of right now, but we have our liquor license coming, so then we'll be open on Sundays.
Okay. So when this opportunity became available for you to go from Lebanon to this new space,
Yes. And
you took on the space, and this is a Boyle Hotel property.
That's correct.
When they went into the space was sort of very generic and bland, right?
Yes.
Very neutral.
Very.
One of the things that you'll notice when you go to Moe's Bistro in New Providence is when you open the door, you have this wonderful sort of waft of color. And a lot of the color in the restaurant is what?
Orange.
Orange, right. And orange is very much a very strong food color. It's supposed
yes.
to invoke appetite. I also think that the orange, the sort of shock of orange, which you don't really expect, makes it feel warm, right?
Yes, it does.
Makes you feel welcome, invokes sort of the feeling of spices and so on, and makes it more of an intimate setting, don't you think?
Yes, for sure. Many people come in and they love the way it feels, especially in the evening. We put the lights down low.
So there's glow, right?
Yes, and we have candlelight on the table, mm-hmm. and it gives that warm, cozy feeling.
Sure.
It's wonderful, and with the aroma of the food, and it just... It makes you love being there.
It's also, I would think, kind of a romantic spot because it's
yes,
a little
it
quiet, a little bit off the beaten path, and I think it's a nice romantic spot. So when you guys were going ahead and you were taking the space and you were going to put dark orange on the wall, was there any resistance?
Oh, of course. I mean, many people were like, what? What are you doing? But once it all got up on the wall, and actually we accented it with some yellow, mm-hmm. and it really came together.
Let's talk about the artwork, because there's some original artwork in the restaurant. Now, the origin, you said, of the California part of it was about the vegetables. Talk about the artwork that's around the restaurant.
Oh, the artwork really represents the whole cuisine mm-hmm. of where it is based from, vegetables.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful painting of a eggplant mm-hmm. and also garlic, which mm-hmm. is a big thing.
Part of the culture.
Yeah, part of the culture mm-hmm. in the Mediterranean cuisine. A lot of dishes are used with garlic, mm-hmm. Artichokes, mm-hmm. and then, of course, peppers.
Sure.
And then lemon is really big in Mediterranean cuisine.
All right, so I have to interrupt because they have a dish that people like sometimes take out and order in pans. It's called lemon potatoes.
Yes.
And I got to taste it once. It's unbelievable. Like when you think of lemon and you think of potatoes, you don't necessarily think of maybe lemon chicken, but you don't think about lemon potatoes. Talk about lemon potatoes.
Oh,
they're
lemon potatoes. They're so, so good.
Why are they so good?
I don't know. You have to ask the chef about that one. I'm not in the kitchen.
Yeah. So. So even the day that I was there, we were working on something in design work. And somebody ordered a tray of them. So you
yes.
can, you, if you're having a party or hosting something, you will make like a side dish or something that's a signature dish to bring.
Oh, of course. I mean, we do off-site catering.
You do?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We also do on-site. Mm-hmm. But yes, we're very accommodating. If there's something that you particularly like for example, we make our own hummus.
Yeah, your hummus and is out
of hummus
this world.
Is amazing. And yeah. we actually have people that come in and order mm-hmm. the hummus and to go. They'll either order or a vegetable platter
sure.
for their party.
I would say, you know, there's so many dishes on the menu. It's very generous that way. But a couple of dishes that stand out in my mind is the Mediterranean sampler, which
yes.
is so good. It really invokes the culture and the whole, some of it is sort of Italian-like, some of it's Egyptian. But a really delicious, like, to go and have a couple of drinks and have a Mediterranean sample, you really get something.
Yes, you do.
So tell us some of the things that are on the Mediterranean sampler.
Oh, on the Mediterranean sampler, of course, is our famous hummus. Mm. And then we also have a wonderful baba ganoush, which
Yum.
Is made with eggplant. Falafel.
Mm.
And all our grilled vegetables. So you have grilled zucchini, eggplant, roasted peppers,
right.
Some Kalamata olives. The tzatziki goes really well with the falafel. Roasted beets.
Yeah, out of this world.
It's just, it is a really wonderful dish to have, and it kind of gives you an exposure to all of the,
I think it's a good way to start. I think if people are afraid of Mediterranean or afraid to expose to different cultures, it kind of is Italian-ish, and then it has a little bit of interest. So
right.
I think it's a good way to start with the Mediterranean sandwich.
And it also has grilled pita, which is delicious.
Yum.
When
know,
you warm up the pita, oh my God, that's just one of my favorites.
Wonderful. So because in the space that you guys are in right now, you have a restaurant and a hotel,
yes.
you get a variety of clientele, people coming from different areas and so on. But in addition to having it being a wonderful freestanding restaurant, which you can access from the parking lot or through the hotel, you don't have to necessarily come into the hotel, you also have banquet space now.
Yes.
So tell us a little about that, because you have a good amount of space for private parties.
Yes, we actually have two beautiful rooms, which is also connected to a bar area and an executive lounge.
Mm-hmm.
But the two rooms that we have is a larger room. I would think probably be close to like a ballroom.
Right, the ballroom.
It's called the Monterey Room, and it can fit with tables and chairs about 100 people.
Wonderful room.
And it's got a stage, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decided to have any kind of party with a DJ or a band, but it's a beautiful room, as you know, because you designed it.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a smaller room that we use for a lot of meetings.
Sure.
Corporate meetings. So we do both. We do social right. functions and corporate functions.
You know, and it's a great location for that. If you're going to have a party, if you're going to have a wedding or a shower, rehearsal dinner, it's very close to Newark Airport for
yes.
people that are traveling. There are rooms so that you're in-house.
Yes.
It's the perfect spot for it. And one of the reasons, of the many reasons I brought Lisa in today, was because I wanted to talk about the renovations that we've done and taking on a commercial space. And for Moe's Bistro, it is their catering facilities downstairs and readdressing that space. I'm very proud of the work that I've done there, but it was a cooperative effort, and Lisa was very in with me on all the surfaces from day one. So we took a space that was sort of kind of, I don't know, what would you call it? Drab?
Yes. I would
a little bit dated.
Word,
we had
yes.
jewel tone rug throughout and sort of beigey wall vinyl, and it was just sort of a dead space.
Yes.
And wanted to recreate it with something. So initially, the owner of the hotel, when I presented my plan, who's a lovely man, Bill, said to me, "Oh, I thought it was going to be orange like the restaurant, remember?"
Yes, I do
he said,
remember that.
I envision, because the restaurant is its own its own entity, and it has a look which is very different than the hotel, but it's important because it creates a brand or a flavor, and Moe's is a specific brand, it's a specific taste, and
yes.
so on. And they thought that was going to be, you know, orange downstairs. And I'm like, no. We're going to do something that's going to work with the orange,
right.
but something that's going to be a little bit different. So when I brought my board to them, I worked very hard on a design board, and you guys have some of the stuff on my social media if you follow me. I did a pretty much a gray palette. And I think when I first brought that out,
Not everybody was so on board with that.
No,
what do you think?
I think they were really surprised because they really did expect to be more flamboyant.
Correct.
Especially the way we are in the restaurant.
Sure.
But this is a whole different space.
It is.
And we knew that from the beginning that it wouldn't be anywhere near the restaurant. But
sure.
We wanted it to look classy and sophisticated, and we wanted to have, whether there was a corporate function there or a social function,
right,
that it would work with both. And that's what you definitely brought to the table.
You know, one of the things that's very important, and this is for anybody that's looking to do work on their commercial space, is that you want to try to make it relatively neutral and then add pops of your own color. And that is has a practical application as well as an aesthetic application. When you do wonderful neutral surfaces, they will stand the test of time. Then throw up some wonderful artwork in a pop color that you like, whether that be, you know, lavender or teal or yellow or so on. You can change those things out and extend shelf life by going that way. And the way decorating is going these days, people are doing very white, super white trim and super white ceilings. They're using wool vinyl that they never had before. And a lot of the wool vinyls now are just texture, as we did in the in your project,
yes,
in the Malibu room at your hotel there. And we did a grass paper, a vinyl grass cloth. And I think it was transformative, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's beautiful. It really is. People just walk in there now and they're like, oh my goodness, wow.
Now, let me ask you a question, because for a long time, I've been doing this for 20 years. And in the early years, when I would approach people with wallpaper, they're like, ooh, wallpaper. And I think a lot of that was because in previous years, wallpaper was fruit, it was flowers, it was these big prints, and people would get tired of it. But the new wallpapers are mostly about texture. And the nice thing about putting a textured vinyl on, not only is it easy to clean and take care of, but it sets up a backdrop that has texture, and you can add pictures and prints to it, and you can change it out. And I think it's probably the most durable surface.
I agree.
And, you know, grass paper, these are vinyl grass papers for commercial use, but grass paper was kind of a classic. And even though we're doing it in more of a contemporary way now, people always did grass paper. They did it for as long as time can remain. So we changed it to a very different palette, and we tried to add texture as opposed to color and then just do a pop of color. So we started from the ground up, and we worked on a new rug. The rug that was there was very, very much reds and like sort of burgundy
golds,
and
that family of burgundy, red, gold, a little touch of green.
And then when you were telling me when you were decorating it for a space, you had a hard time because you were challenged.
It was very difficult. Yeah, it was very difficult. We try to do neutral colors on the table.
Sure.
Even with, we try to bring out a little bit of a color in the centerpieces to kind of pick up the color from the floor.
Floor, right.
But it was a challenge.
Sure. And then if you had somebody who had a wedding and they had a color that was like purple,
and
how
it
do
would
you
just
cooperate?
Clash, right.
And it wouldn't look great in the pictures and so on. So it's very important if you have a commercial space, especially one that's multi-purpose, because one day you could have a wedding and the next day you have a board meeting, that you have to be able to do something that's versatile. So for us, we started with the base and we did sort of a dark gray geometric shape on the rugs, but kind of a classic geometric.
Yes.
And the minute I pulled about 100 rugs before I brought for our presentation, as soon as I saw that rug, I knew it was the one. And I think you did too,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I did.
Right?
I liked it from the very beginning.
Right. And a lot of other stuff, but that just sort of had a beautiful presence to it, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So the geometric rug was our base. I think we're going to go back to a quick news today. We'll be back more on Moe's Bistro, the wonderful things they're doing, and how you can get to the bistro right after this.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power.
That's President Trump yesterday responding to questions from the media regarding threats from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today, however, taking a more conciliatory tone, saying they want to negotiate.
Our telephone lines remain open, certainly to China and Russia, as well as our allies. And I think publicly we've been pretty clear in our statements directed at the North Koreans as to what we would like to see happen. And to make clear to them that we do not seek to be a threat to them. But we have to respond to the serious threats that they make towards us.
President Trump tweeting today that his policies since taking office have made America's nuclear arsenal far stronger and more powerful than ever before. USA Radio News.
According to a survey conducted by Publicis Health, this summer, two-thirds of Americans will spend time outside without using anything to protect their skin. To combat this issue, they're teaming up with the Skin Cancer Foundation to take skin cancer education on the road with the Destination Healthy Skin RV. The 38-foot RV, customized with two private exam rooms, is traveling the country offering skin cancer prevention and early detection information, sunscreen samples, and free full-body skin cancer screenings provided by local volunteer dermatologists. The RV will spend 2 to 3 days in each community it visits. The Skin Cancer Foundation's Destination Healthy Skin program is supported in part by Publicis Health, the largest health-oriented agency network in the world. They are proud to work together with additional partners to help the Skin Cancer Foundation educate Americans about this highly preventable and treatable disease. To see if the RV is coming to a city near you, visit DestinationHealthySkin.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and a home stager, contractor. And I have in studio live with me Lisa Groffes. She is co-owner of Moe's Bistro in New Providence, New Jersey. And we're talking about her wonderful restaurant, also the banquet spaces that they have, and some wonderful things that are going on there. It's an exciting time at Moe's Bistro, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have a lot going on. We just renovated the banquet room, so we're... We just actually staged it yesterday to have some new photos.
So you're having a photo shoot today,
yes,
or you had a photo shoot today?
No, they did it this morning at 11 o'clock, so that's very exciting, and Rich did help me with that.
So Lisa and I were running around trying to get plants last night. We need a little bit of green with all this neutral.
Yes.
And I have to say, it looked really good. If any of you are listening, go to my Facebook page, my public Facebook page, with some pictures of the table settings.
Very
and it just
nice.
Looked unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we're talking about renovating a ballroom. So one of the things that we decided to do, and this is true for any large commercial space, keeping it neutral doesn't have to be boring.
Right.
And that's what we did. So we started with a foundation, and we worked from the ground up, and we did sort of a really rich, dark gray commercial rug that had geometric pattern. But the geometric pattern wasn't exactly... contemporary, I would say it was sort of transitional, right?
Yes,
it was
definitely.
Kind of like a trellis pattern.
Yes.
So even though it was a gray geometric, it was transitional. And when you're working on large commercial spaces, you don't want to be too contemporary either, because it will go out of style before it wears out. So you want to make sure you do something that's in the middle. And transitional is that perfect connection between traditional and contemporary. So you have a long shelf life with it, and neutral color, so you have a long shelf life. So the worst thing that should happen be is that it wears out, and then you have to do it over. So you want to start by making smart choices. Then we had to work on the wall vinyl. I believe there was sort of like a tannish wall vinyl before. Didn't do much for the space.
No, it didn't do anything for the space.
So we worked in this case on creating the look of a grass paper. Obviously, you wouldn't do a real grass paper in a commercial setting, because the oil on your fingers would be affected and it would have a short shelf life. So these days, they're making wonderful grass papers out of vinyl, and we're doing them in a 20-ounce, a very thick, a commercial-grade vinyl, 20-ounce vinyl, and that clad the space. So we picked a vinyl that had a lot of white in it, and I think because there's no windows in that space, the white had a high, what's called an LRV ratio. That's a light reflecting ratio. And even though the beige was light, somehow the new paper brought more light to the space, don't you think?
Yes, it does. It really does. That white really brings a lot of light in the space.
So some people are the misconception, if you just make a space light, it's going to definitely be bright. But no, you want to have something, whether it be a paint or a wall vinyl, that has a light reflecting ratio, and that paper actually did, and brought light to a space, which is important. Then we did something that was probably counterintuitive. Because the space is on below grade, there is a drop ceiling, and we weren't able to change the drop ceiling because it accessed all the mechanicals. So I did something that I think really made a difference. We painted the ceiling tiles, and ceiling tiles can always be painted, and they actually take paint very well, and we painted them Benjamin Moore's Chelsea Gray, a dark gray. Now, most people would think, when you're painting a room that's already dark ceiling, it's going to be terrible. What actually happened?
Oh, my gosh. It brightened up the room. It looks wonderful.
It was such a change, right?
Oh, my goodness. It was such a change between the paper and the dark ceiling. It kind of gave it this whole other look.
And one of the things that's really strange, and I try to explain this to people about when to use light and when to use dark, is
Do you ever look at the sky at night, right, and you have that dark space? When you look at the sky in the darkness, it looks like it goes on forever. That's what happens to the eye when you paint a ceiling dark in a big space. It looks like night sky, and it looks like it continues up. So it tricks the eye a little bit, and that's what happened there. It doesn't look so enclosed anymore with the white ceiling tiles. With the dark charcoal, it kind of looks like night sky, and it's a great look in the space. Then one of the last things we did in that space is we dropped chandeliers. There were sort of flush mount lights in the space before, and we bought the space that I'm in now, that I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting. I brought Bruce out, and we brought some samples, and we did these great chandeliers. And tell them what they're like, because they're not like sort of a traditional crystal chandelier. It's kind of its own look.
Oh, it's the very new, it's got kind of a bronzy silver.
Yeah, it's kind of mixed.
It's a
right.
combination. So, and it's got the wonderful shade.
Right, like a drum
like
fixture.
Like a drum fixture.
Right.
And it really looks beautiful.
It gave architecture
room.
In
yes,
the space.
Yes, it did.
You know, it's funny thing is, but I talk about on the show is about mixed metals. I think we did a show last year, one episode just on mixed metals, because, you know, it was always gold, 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 brass, gold. Then it went away and people didn't want it at all. Then it went to silver and everybody wanted brushed nickel, brushed nickel, brushed nickel, brushed nickel. Then it's been that way for the really longest time, and then people are getting into chrome and other silver finishes. But now gold is starting to reappear, and in a different way, a matte gold, a richer dark gold. And what happened with these chandeliers, they're sort of, the finish is sort of a hybrid. It starts out a nickel, but then there's a little bit of a gold overlay. And I think the hybrid of the two is kind of interesting to look at and added some warmth to the space, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I agree.
When
yes.
I first brought the chandelier in, somebody said to me, oh, gold, that's not going to match silver. But I think that the metals coexisting together is kind of wonderful looking, right?
Yes, it is. And it does give that warm feeling. And
exactly.
It just kind of goes in with the whole package.
Sure.
And with everything together, it looks beautiful.
Now that we have a palette that was done there, the last thing that we did in the space was change the banquet chairs. In fact, we actually kept the banquet chairs and we put black covers on them.
Yes.
And it's kind of funny. She's giving me the look here because I did a spandex cover on the chair so they would fit the chair tightly. Because when you're dealing with slip covers, the worst thing a slip cover could be is baggy. It just
yes.
looks like a sack of potatoes.
Yes, it does.
So I went with spandex this time, and we did a black spandex. And they were kind of like putting pantyhose on, not that I wear them, but putting on pantyhose because it was hard to get them on. And she
yeah.
had to do it for 100 chairs.
Yes.
So I don't think Lisa was happy with me at the end of that day. But they really
look—they look green.
They really look
yes,
nice. So
do.
The grays and the blacks and the whites are a nice neutral. And the best thing about that is then now when you have your wedding, when you have your shower, when you have your sweet 16 party, you can bring your pop of color.
Yes.
So tell them about the pop that we did for the photo shoot. That was kind of controversial.
Oh, it was very controversial.
Okay.
I wasn't really sure mm-hmm. how it was going to look, but
sure.
we decided to go with a green because
right.
we had these beautiful centerpieces
right.
with a, I guess, ivory flower
yeah,
and
beautiful
some,
white flowers.
Some greens around the bottom of
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to do something with green, so I went ahead and I got, I don't know what you would even call it, like almost like a lime
citrus
like
color.
A lime citrus color.
Right.
And at first when we put it on the table, everybody was like, no, I don't think it's gonna look good, but it actually really popped everything in the room, and everybody was like, wow, this came out really, really nice.
And that's something, because I do a lot of staging, that's very important. When you have a neutral backdrop, it's the pops. And we talk about this all the time on Modern Design. It's the pops that matter. That's why, and what's starting to trend is colored glass for people, because you need, when you have a neutral backdrop, you need colorful and reflective surfaces. And for you, that pop of that citrus green really made that room pop. And on film, it looks like fantastic,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. It came out really, really green.
Really, really good looking. So that's very important to talk about that. I want to get into a little bit about the food. Not only do you have a beautiful backdrop now, but the food is exceptional. And one of the things that reminded me of it when talking about green was, I came in one day and I didn't eat it, but I wish I did, was you had a dessert that was like a cake. It was a cheesecake, but it was encrusted in pistachios. Boy, did that look good.
Yeah, that's our pistachio cheesecake. It's
yum.
Excellent. Yes.
Yum.
We really like to do things with pistachio because
sure.
that's also sort of like, you know, a lot
is
of
is pistachio,
the
is that a Middle Eastern pistachio? Is that sort of a Middle Eastern?
Yeah, pistachios are integrated in a lot of dishes.
Mm.
And especially with their...
Even savory dishes.
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, savory dishes, but I would say mostly they're desserts. Mm. The pistachios are integrated in their desserts, and that's our pistachio cheesecake. We also have a pistachio gelato.
Yum.
That we serve this time of the year because with the summer months, you don't want anything really heavy. But Mo likes to use pistachios.
Yeah, I like the pistachio flavor.
Yes,
in fact,
I do too.
I'm not really an ice cream person, but the one kind of ice cream that I like is pistachio ice cream.
Yeah.
And Friendly's is the only one that I can find that has pistachio ice cream.
Oh, Rich, you'll have to try our Copa pistachio gelato.
Yum, that sounds even better.
It is.
Oh my God, that blows my Friendly's ice cream away. Don't sue me, Friendly's. Anyway, so that sounds delicious. Talk about your desserts a little bit. So do you change your desserts out seasonally or get new vendors? And how does it work with desserts? Because you have some, I'm not really a dessert person, but every time I've come there, you've been so generous with the desserts. There's wonderful pastries, there's cannolis, there's an Italian influence, but then there's other things. And what's the Greek pastry?
We have baklava.
Oh my God, the best I ever had. Better than in a Greek restaurant. So you have a variety of desserts. Is that normally how you serve them? Or talk to me about the dessert. Because
well, I think it is seasonal to a degree because mm-hmm. This time of the year now, we have a lot of gelatos. We have blood orange and vanilla gelato,
yum.
The Copa pistachio. We have a hazelnut. We have a limoncello.
Yum.
So
what's your favorite?
I would have to say probably the Copa pistachio and the hazelnut. It's like the two are my favorite. Actually, no, I really love the blood orange and vanilla too.
So it's blood orange and vanilla together.
Yes.
Yum.
It's almost like a creamsicle. You know when you go down to the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, sure. That
yes.
Coors custard
yes.
with the orange and the white. Yeah.
It is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So we do seasonal, but as the fall will be coming in, we'll start changing it. We'll probably go more into, we have key lime right now. I'm sorry.
Yum.
We have key lime and the pistachio cheesecake. But then when we go into the fall and into winter months, we do stuff that is a little bit like Mike makes an unbelievable bread pudding.
Yum.
So we'll do that. And we'll have other cakes and other desserts and the baklava. Now, the baklava is different from Greeks because it's made with pistachios, not walnuts.
Oh, that's why it's so good, right?
The phyllo dough and the
yeah.
pistachios, and it's made with rose water and honey. So
every time I've been in and I've brought people, they say
yeah.
it's the best.
It is.
They'll say it's the best they ever
it
had.
It is excellent.
Yeah.
So those are our desserts. Mm. And of course, you know, we have the wonderful cappuccino that goes with it. So
their cappuccino looks like, and I'm going to date myself, it looks like Jell-O 1-2-3. It's like, even if I didn't drink it, I'd like to look at it.
I never thought about it that way.
Right, it's beautiful. It's like layered and it's just delicious. And if you're on a diet and you don't have a sweet tooth, have the cappuccino.
Yes, like a dessert.
Yeah,
itself.
it's like you're having a dessert.
Yes.
So I want to sort of regress a little bit and go backwards because I just remembered something I love so much. The first time I came to the new location in New Providence, Mo served us this sort of soup that was in kind of a funny container, and I think it was an onion soup or that soup that you do that's like a shooter. Tell me about the soup.
Well,
onions.
We do a few
your
different soups.
Your soups are unbelievable.
Well, I would say the most popular soups that we have is our shrimp bisque.
Okay, yeah.
And Mo created this coconut Vidalia onion.
That's it, the coconut Vidalia onion.
It is unbelievable.
Oh, my God, the
people
combination.
People actually request it when they come.
Oh, I would order it and just like have a container,
yes.
Go home and tell people that I made it and just tell you lie
it's
about
it. It's so good. It's made with coconut milk and Vidalia onions.
Oh,
and then,
my
of course,
God.
He has his own little...
Which you're not going to tell our listeners.
Yeah, no, it's a secret.
But the combination of those coconut
those flavors, yes.
And the coconut is not sweet. It's
no.
Just kind of like Thai food in a way, right?
Yeah, it kind of gives it. It is a little bit. It gives a hint of sweetness,
right.
But with the Vidalia onions, it's just
balanced.
It's very smooth and very creamy.
Yum.
It's
yeah.
really, really good.
Also,
it's
you have
popular.
An asparagus soup there that's really delicious.
Yes, we've
too.
Done asparagus soup. Actually, we have a chilled gazpacho, spicy gazpacho right now, served with a shrimp cocktail.
Yum.
Like I said, our shrimp bisque is very known for our
and
restaurant.
And the bisque is good, too.
Yes, it's excellent.
But that coconut vidalia,
yeah.
Yum.
People really come in and they're like, "Oh, do you have it today?"
Yeah,
so,
out of
but
this
it's
world.
Great. It is great.
And I know Mo's a big fan of eggplant. And
yes.
Mo tells a story. I think he told it here because he's been on Modern Design once or twice, actually. He talks about when he went to Egypt and he relearned how to make eggplant. Do you remember the story that he told?
No, you have to refresh my memory.
So he told the story that we're going to go to commercial. All right, so we're going to a quick commercial, and I'll tell the eggplant story right after this. Stay tuned for more of Modern Design.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
this blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I have in-house my personal friend and restaurant. What would you consider yourself? Restaurateur?
Yes.
Yes, restaurateur extraordinaire, Lisa Graffes, and she's co-owner of the wonderful Moe's Bistro, which has moved to New Providence, New Jersey, inside the Murray Hill Hotel and Suites.
Yes.
Wonderful place, delicious, delicious food. We're talking about some of the specialty dishes that are different. Because I think that maybe one of the stumbling blocks for people is they're not exactly sure what Mediterranean is. They know what Italian is, right?
Yes.
They know what steak is.
Right.
You have all those things.
Yes.
Mediterranean is sort of like pan everything, right?
Yes, you know what I mean? Does. It kind of follows that whole Mediterranean line there.
Sure.
The Mediterranean Sea and the influences on all those countries that are there. So,
and if you're a steak and a potatoes guy and you don't go in for all that stuff, you can go in there and have such a delicious steak. Lisa will tell you, and probably my cardiologist, that like I'm a steak. I mean,
yes,
not at other places.
I would say 95% of the time you have
their
steak.
Food cost goes up when I'm there. So their steak is so, I don't know. I don't know if it's how they're cooking it or what they're doing to it, but your steak is so flavorful. Did you ever have a steak and like the first couple of end bites are good and the rest of it's like, ugh, I'm bored with it?
No, not
ours. Their steak is so flavorful.
Yes. In fact, I eat too much of that myself.
Why is it so good? It's so good.
It is. I think it's where we get the meat from. Mm-hmm. We're very picky about the quality of meat that we get, mm-hmm. high-end meat, the way yeah. it is prepared.
Sure.
And everybody raves about the steak that is there. It's excellent. And along with everything else.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, everything is delicious, right.
I have to say, you know, between with Moe's culinary skills and what he brings from being born and raised in Egypt and
sure.
going to culinary school there
right.
and coming to the States for over 30 years ago and mm-hmm. Bringing all the things that he's learned over the years of being here, there is something for everyone on that menu. I would say now, you know, with the trend of being a vegetarian and also
sure.
vegan is a big
thing
now.
Yeah.
And we can accommodate all of that. I mean, we have a lot of vegan and vegetarians that come to our restaurant.
And you've always been heavy on vegetables. And
yes,
one of the things
very.
We were talking about, and I know Mo loves and I love, is eggplant.
Yes.
And he does delicious. The baba ganoush is delicious. But
yes.
he's also done other eggplant dishes that I've tasted, and they're so good.
Well, he does a wonderful eggplant tart, which he takes
yeah.
layers of eggplant, and he kind of stuffs it with sun-dried tomatoes and capers and pine nuts.
It's so many levels of flavor. It's
Parmesan
delicious.
Cheese. It's,
yeah.
You, every bite you have is like a burst of a different flavor.
Yeah,
it's
no,
excellent.
It's out of this world. So Mo was telling us that when he, you know, he did eggplant a certain way and he went back to Egypt and he's always looking for stuff that's innovative and interesting. He had eggplant, I think, at someone's house and he said, this is the most delicious eggplant I've ever tasted. What's your secret? And she says, I'm going to show you. After she fried the eggplant, she washed it.
Yeah.
Like, not with soap, but she just
rinsed it in water.
You would think that would take everything you've created by frying away, but it doesn't.
No, it really actually softens the eggplant
yeah.
and makes it
very, it doesn't make it acidy. If there's any acidic in it, it's gone.
Yeah.
It makes it very soft and it melts in your mouth. It really, really
sure.
is good.
So if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you can go to Moe's and have a wonderful experience and have a lot of things to choose from. Also, I think now you're gluten, you have some gluten-free.
Yes, we also have a gluten-free menu.
Right.
We've come up with that. So we're actually coming up with a whole new menu we just created. Anticipation of our liquor license being introduced into the restaurant. So we have a whole new menu, and over the next few weeks, that we'll be posting that on our website, which is mosebistro.com.
Sure.
And that it will definitely it kind of has a wide range to meet everybody's palate.
So there's wonderful things happening. We talked a little bit about that you got your liquor license now. You can still come to the restaurant, you know, and have BYOB now. People want to come in.
Right.
Bring your BYOB with you, which we've done many times here before. It's delicious. But you're going to be adding a bar to the space, correct?
Yes. The bar will be built probably in a couple of months. But we will be, once we get the liquor license, we will be serving wine and beer.
Wonderful.
And some mixed drinks. But the bar itself will not be, which you will be involved with the building of the bar. It probably will not happen until sometime in the first part of the year.
So tell them what we did yesterday, because we were kind of bad. I came in, I think I delivered some pendants, because part of the ballroom is there's a lovely space off the ballroom for the wedding party, and it has its own little bar. So I brought some pendants down with the excuse of spending time with Lisa. But when I went there, what did I happen to fall in upon?
Oh, we were doing a wine tasting.
We were doing a wine tasting for the new bar that we're going to build. And I just happened to, like, stick around.
Yeah, well, you made that very convenient to stick around. But, no, it was a lot of fun. We've been doing that and trying to get an idea of what we want to.
So you're going to have some different and interesting wines.
I
think at reasonable price points. I think a lot of people, when they go out, they just get very upset because the markup on wine is so much, you know. But you guys did a good job yesterday of picking things that were affordable. Not that there's not expensive wines. There are.
Right.
But a lot of affordable wines. And one of the ones, and now, I don't know what you liked the best yesterday that you to put at your restaurant, but I really love the rosé. I'm a rosé fan, but sometimes rosés can be skunky and almost like beer. They don't have a good taste to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the rosé that I tasted two or three times was really delicious, right?
Yes,
moderately priced.
Yes, it was.
And you guys are fair with your price on it, and delicious. And what did you try?
Did you try the
red?
I didn't have the red. I had the Pinot Grigio, and I also did the Prosecco.
Mm.
And I actually liked both of those. Those are probably one of my favorites to drink.
Yeah.
But
there's also a Malbec, right?
Yeah, there was a Malbec that the boys that were there drank,
Mo
and the crew. And so we tried all that. So right now we're kind of in that testing mode of, you know, what we're going to bring in, a selection of beer, selection of different wines that kind of meets everybody's palate.
So you're going to have beers and wines and wonderful and fair prices, but interesting stuff that's very tasty. But also you're going to have mixed drinks?
Yes, that's our plan, to have mixed drinks. And our menu is going to kind of accommodate that, where you can have a burger.
Sure.
Or you can have a beautiful lamb shank with risotto.
Right. Wow.
So it's going to be
fun.
Range. Yes,
and multi-purpose is a way to eat. You know, sometimes if I've been on business in earlier years and I would be, you know, at a hotel, if I could sit at a bar, if there was a bar that I could sit at and have like a delicious risotto and a glass of wine, that's going to be great. So you're going to be able to do that fine dining.
Yes, we are.
So whatever levels, or maybe you want to go in and just order a Mediterranean sampler with another person.
Or a cheese platter.
Right.
Or you can have a burger, or you want wings. So bringing the bar aspect in is going to kind of widen the menu a little bit more.
And the way you can dine. So you can dine very casually.
Yes.
You can come in and even have a grilled cheese. They do a grilled cheese that is so different. Tell them about the grilled cheese you have. It's called something.
It's called an open face exotic grilled cheese.
Yeah.
It's exotic. That's what
it makes
is.
It exotic?
Well, it's served on a beautiful piece of like crostini bread.
Right.
And it's topped with short beef ribs.
Can you
that melt in your mouth
with
melted mozzarella
and
a beautiful like brown peppercorn sauce on top.
Yes, so there's
really
short beef ribs and the grilled cheese.
Yes.
So it's delicious. So you can go there and have a sandwich and a glass of wine if you're by yourself and your kids are at camp and you don't feel like cooking.
Exactly.
And be in and out or have a nice dining experience.
Or you can even take out if you want to call up and order. We do also do takeout.
You do a lot of takeout, right?
Yeah, we do get a lot of people that call and order and to take out. And we also cater to the the room service that is in a hotel.
Sure.
Because they have 76 rooms there, so we also do the room service for them.
And I imagine that a lot of people are doing
that,
especially
if
they're by themselves.
Exactly. A lot of people travel, so they stay in the hotel, and they don't want to come down to the dining room, so they'll...
Tell them about the wrap sandwich we had the other day, because I copied you, because you had it. I'm like, I want that. What was that wrap sandwich?
Actually, that was a coconut shrimp wrap.
Oh, my God.
Which was very... It was kind of a Mo created that. Mm-hmm. He takes a flour wrap and then takes the coconut shrimp
Yum.
And puts it inside with some lettuce and tomato and some ginger sesame. Mm-hmm. And actually, sometimes I have him add some French fries in there.
Oh, my God. French fries in the sandwich. Anyway, so...
It's really good.
Yum. So what are some of your favorite dishes there? What are some things that you like? I've had all the eggplant dishes. One is better than the next. The steak, you know, is my favorite
yes.
thing. And that's the rib steak that I like.
Yeah,
that's
the ribeye, yes.
Yum, it's delicious. What else?
Oh, my gosh.
What are some of your
favorites? We have some wonderful, we have the surf and turf, which is made with the filet mignon. Mm-hmm. And you can either have that with lobster tail, you can have that with either shrimp skewer or the crab cakes, which are delicious. We make them with the lump crab meat, mm-hmm. not a lot of breading.
No.
We also have wonderful pasta dishes. And the favorite is Moe's Hit,
okay,
which
what's
is
that?
Made with short beef ribs,
okay.
which is like tossed in a beautiful brown sauce with mushrooms, and it's tossed in the pasta.
Yum.
So it's excellent. And we have a spicy shrimp. We have a spicy shrimp pasta. We also have all different kinds of salads.
Yeah.
The salads are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, and the chicken d'adamo. The chicken d'adamo is like a chicken franchise, but
okay.
it's topped with shrimp.
Wow.
And then we have this beautiful fish called Alaskan John Dory. And it's
I've never heard
fish.
Of it. John Dory?
Alaskan John Dory.
Is it a white fish?
Yes, it's mm-hmm. a white fish, and it's... It is beautiful. It's a beautiful white fish, and we either serve it with pasta, or we serve it with either it's open face where the crab meat is put on top, and it's topped with shrimp.
Sounds
it's delicious.
Delicious.
And of course, all our entrees are served with a great vegetable. Everything is sautéed in olive oil and garlic,
right?
And either potato. We're famous for our little potato croquettes, which are shaped like pears.
Oh my God, they're
or
delicious!
Or an apple. Remember, you saw that?
I was
oh
on a diet
gosh.
For a while. Then I've been off the wagon for
yeah.
a while. So I said, I just want salad, Mo. And all of a sudden, he has this risotto pear, which is like too beautiful to eat. And I was like, and
yeah,
I just mashed it apart. It was so delicious. It was amazing.
Yep.
Your food has a lot of artistry. Your dishes
yes.
are very big. Also, I would say your portions are very generous.
Yes,
right?
They are. And, you know, and there's a lot of, there's, you know, he wants, that's part of his, that's what
his
he's all about. His,
yeah.
his presentation, brand. His brand, exactly.
Right.
It's his presentation, it's the quality of food, it's everything.
So I think we're coming to the end of an hour. Oh, see, I told you.
Wow, that went by fast.
Was that painful?
No, it was
No
great.
One ever said, oh, my God, let me get out of here.
It was fun.
It's fun having a conversation.
It was a lot of fun.
And please tell our listeners how to get to Mo's. People say to me all the time, I love Mo's in Lebanon. His food was so good. He was a great host. You guys are great hosts together.
Thank you.
Tell us again where you're, first of all, how to get to it, where you're located, and your phone number.
Okay, well, if you take 78 East as you're heading towards Newark Airport,
sure.
you either can take either exit 44 or exit 43.
Yeah, it's like 15,
yes,
20 minutes.
Yes, it is.
It's close.
And our address is 535 Central Avenue in New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 908-840-4540, and we're located inside the Best Western Plus and Mary Hill Hotel.
It's a great facility. It's worth a little bit of a trip. If you had too many drinks, there's a hotel room
That's
you can
right.
stay over. Food is great, innovative. If you ever try that coconut
vidalia soup.
Oh, my God, you would just be hooked. Just say, I want to stay here.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, Lisa, thank you so much. You were so gracious.
Thank you for having me.
And go check it out. We're going to start building a beautiful bar. So many things to see. So many things coming at Mo's Bistro. And we will see you next week. I want to just wish well to my two interns, Jesse and Connor. It's their last day today. Thank you for helping us grow Modern Design. We really appreciate it. I'm going to ask, maybe you can come back over Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
I don't think Connor's coming back. Jesse, maybe. Connor's like, see you later. Thank you guys so much. All right, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful day. See you next week. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web
at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He has been very threatening, beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power.
That's President Trump yesterday responding to questions from the media regarding threats from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today, however, taking a more conciliatory tone, saying they want to negotiate.
Our telephone lines remain open, certainly to China and Russia, as well as our allies. And I think publicly we've been pretty clear in our statements directed at the North Koreans as to what we would like to see happen. And to make clear to them that we do not seek to be a threat to them. But we have to respond to the serious threats that they make towards us.
President Trump tweeting today that his policies since taking office have made America's nuclear arsenal far stronger and more powerful than ever before. USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a